Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pooler.
Welcome, 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 welcome. I'm glad to be back this day on the Jewel Network. We're talking about upgrade function and a very special way. We have to sit back here. We have a wonderful guest with us today. And very old and long established. Special guest to see you with more with us and sharing a lot of this wonderful, wonderful science and research technologies that he has discovered in melanin technology. So we're having a special discussion today because he has this wonderful panel entitled The Second Month. It is a discussion on meditation and existing conditions which can make you susceptible to viral epidemics. I pause to even think about that. Meditate and see existing conditions that can make you susceptible to viral epidemics. Now, that has not been discussed at all. It's not been announced. We don't have advertisements. We've not seen news articles, about your susceptibility to that can set you up to suffer from massive and very invasive viral infection. And so we're excited that we have Dr. Morgan live with us. He is going to give you more information and this pamphlet is amazing. It's quite lengthy here, and most of all, it's going to be made available to you. So, Dr. Moore, if you're not familiar with him, he's got a very, very long
bio and resume, but he knows this, that he's the founder of Melanin and the technology. And that is fabulous contribution to the longevity of human beings on planet Earth. It's time now that finally melanin and its properties and capabilities be revealed to all of you, and especially to the race variant family that carries large amounts of them throughout the body, which happens to be brown and black. He's also the author, and we're going to talk about that later on, in the book, two of our shows, new book, Taking Its Power, topics on melanin and science. So we're going to be right back with our premier scientist, I'm so excited, and guest today, Dr. Fiona Paul, right after this one. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Mike.
If you're just tuning in, you've just arrived in time because we have our special guest with us, Dr. Keon Moore. He is the founder of the Melanin Institute of Human Technology, and he has a new book, one of many, topics on melanin in science. Call your relatives, friends, etc., because he has created something for all of us. It's a pamphlet. It's entitled The Sucker Punch, Medications and Pre-Existing Conditions Which Can Make You Susceptible to Viral Epidemics. Now, we haven't heard anything about pre-existing conditions that make you susceptible to virus infections, a viral epidemic. And so this is a very novel, almost humorous approach to helping you understand of what has happened to us definitely within the last 20 years and the ingestion of chronic synthetic medication. So without further ado, because I want you to hear directly from the incredible contribution he has made to us humans on the planet, and especially those humans who have been for hundreds and hundreds of years criticized for having this wonderful property of the sun in their tissues, which scientifically we call the melanin biopolymer. Welcome, Dr. Moore. How are you? It's been years since we've been together, and I'm so glad to be back.
Greetings, Dr. Kukum. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can. And so his voice is sounding the same. You know, he's a master tennis player, so, you know, he's kept himself in shape.
Trying to keep it balanced. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
I love it. So, you know, I was so pleased with you when you sent me your new pamphlet, The Sucker Punch, and I'm like, oh, he's getting kind of really novel now. What is he writing? Because, you know, you take melanin off into many different directions, which I think is so novel, so insightful, and most of all, so diverse to help us understand from our different ways of life and education how to accept and understand the wonderful gift that we have in every cell of our body, which is melanin. So tell us about the sucker punch. I've really outlined this, but I want you to tell us.
Well, I thank you for the invitation to speak on your platform. The reality is there are so many things going on in the world right now. We're at a crisis state. And so I said, let me put pamphlet out as something that not so much, this is an easy read for those that may not like the hardcore science, but trying to make it real that for years, this whole issue of medication and taking synthetic items, cleaning your body, that's not a good thing in terms of your body maintaining health. So when I say sucker punch, I'm not sure how your audience likes mixed martial arts or fighting or combative tasks, but the reality is you got to protect yourself. So when you're in a fight, you know, you got to protect yourself. You're not trying to come out of the fight as a loser. You're trying to win. So I wrote the Sucker Punch pamphlet in the context of thinking about this whole opportunity to live right now has become a fight, and it should not be that way. You got a system here in your books about the medical pharmaceutical industrial complex. They've constructed it so that people are dependent on taking external sources to make them so-called healthy. And as the doctors are experimenting.
Would you repeat that? Because, you know, I don't think any people who have the training and expertise like ourselves that would admit to that. Could you say that again?
You say about the medical pharmaceutical industrial complex?
Yes. And how they're set up to make sure that we synthesize an artificial synthetic matrix of chemistry in our body that really clogs up and eventually just shuts down the natural biological capability of a everlasting living system known as the human body.
So the current system is not really dealing with health and everlasting. All they're talking about is making money off of something. And so people who are having these health conditions for years, you now get hooked on medications because the doctors have prescribed it And that's how allopathic medicine works, where you're now given a medication, and if that didn't work, we'll try this medication. Nothing to do with food, nothing to do with exercise, nothing to do with as you're dealing with the brain balancing program, your neurons and your thinking and eliminating stress. No, take this drug, this medication. Comes a medical pharmaceutical industrial complex where it's a whole system. So when you go to the doctors, I had my physical 2 months ago. It's an annual physical. And so you go in and the nurse asks you the first question. So what medications are you on?
Mm-hmm.
So then the physician assistant comes in and asks the question. So what medications are you on? So then the doctor comes in with the same question. So which medications are you on? And so, of course, so are you still using this particular drugstore at this particular location? It's like, well, no, I'm marked down for that, but no, I don't use that one. But the point is, that's the first focus before they even treat you. So now they know what to do in terms of what they need to now put you on more medicine or give you a higher dose, because that's how the system works. So I'm saying, as I wrote the Sucker Punch pamphlet, and I see the people who are mostly getting sick doing well with this pandemic, most of them have had, what, these pre-existing conditions. So in a fight, you know, somebody can keep jabbing you and jab you with that left hand, keep putting it in your face and keep putting it in your face, and you can't even see the uppercut coming to knock you out in the stomach to now take you out.
Exactly.
Well, so for years.
Oh, no, I just want to make our audience very clear, because in your pamphlet here, you talk about how the fighting sport is set up with the fight before the fight. So I thought that was
pre-fight.
Really interesting. So you have, right, you have the prelims and the hype. And so, therefore, the hype, we are aware of that, how they just are herding everybody in to get whatever that is put into your body, okay?
And then
all of the conversation about it, because you make it very clear here in your pamphlet, in big letters, I do not support an experimental vaccine approach to combat COVID-19. This is very, very important to understand, and Dr. Moore makes that very clear, and he so exquisitely defines why he's taking this position and how the research that he's observed over decades and what's happening with the people corresponds completely with the statistics that we see of who is able to normally resolve this infection and who basically in a matter of days winds up succumbing to it and loses their body. So you also say here that the premise for this Sucker Punch pamphlet is to make you aware that there has been a massive worldwide campaign to get your body dependent on synthetic substances. And so with that foundation, you can tell us whatever you'd like about what you, the stuff you've included, the documentation, the list of the drugs, et cetera, in this pamphlet, that be excited, everybody, and most of all, in huge gratitude and appreciation, because it is free to you. And we'll talk about it later as to how you can acquire this, but talk to us more about this.
So I'm not even, I don't want people to be turned off to say I'm calling them a sucker. Because the reality is, you know, it's stressful right now. People saying, did you get your shot? Did you get your shot? It's almost like, did you get your pair of Nike Jordans? Did you get your new shoes? Did you? So people are playing with their bodies, and this is dangerous. You know, we're in crisis mode, and people are bragging, oh, I got my shot. But what did you get? I'm like, so are you praying for me because I didn't get a shot? No, I'm praying for you because you got one. I hope you survived this. So the whole mentality has to change. So the Sucker Punch is saying that physically we've been suckered for so long to be dependent on something, and now here comes a knockout blow to take you out. All this is about population control. The data, the statistics, the researchers, they've been saying this for years. We got too many people. Well, there's somebody saying that. White people saying there's too many people. Anyway, they have had plans for years to so-called cull the population. The documentation is there. So when you start looking at this, go ahead.
I just want to say our sponsors are waving at me in our face. But before we go to break, I want to put this on your mind, because, Dr. Moore, I really want you to address this. What you say here in the Sucker Punch coronavirus is feeding on the mechanisms associated with blood pressure or antihypertensive medications. Medicines to control blood pressure have been in the top 10 prescribed medicines every year. 2010 to 2020, three out of the top 10 prescribed medications have been to regulate blood pressure. There's such an enormous population of melanated people worldwide that have been diagnosed to have high blood pressure, and these synthetic medications are just part of their daily life. So when you come back, because you've done a beautiful exposure about this, after this message, to come right back and talk to us, many of us who are still suffering from this and have been put on these synthetic medicines. We'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
If you're just arriving, okay, you're never too late. You're right on time because we have an exquisite scientist that's here with us, Dr. T. Owens Moore. We'll talk more about all the wonderful contributions he has made for the continuation and the cleansing of the health predicament of the human species on planet Earth by giving us the details and the truth and making it known that we have a property in every cell of our body known as melanin. Even if you are what has been determined as Caucasian or very white skin, you still have melanin. And without it, you couldn't exist. So we have a dilemma right now, COVID-19 virus, and Dr. Moore has contributed to us a wonderful story, scientific research, explanation of why we are succumbing to the virus. It's titled The Sucker Punch Pamphlet. And right now he is going to explain to us how this chronic ingestion of synthetic medication has set us up, the sucker punch, to be susceptible to nurturing the rapid proliferation, that is growth of viruses in our system, because we've been literally primed for over a decade to create an environment in our body where this kind of organism can grow. So, Dr. Moore, tell us about this. You know, have so many people with melanin, especially that have high blood pressure, and are on antihypertensive medication. What does that have to do with the COVID-D virus, and how is that a major example of the sucker punch that we are receiving?
Well, the dynamic is we know that melanin is genetically determined in terms of the amount that you produce. So if that's genetically determined, that means genetically you have differences in the way it responds in your body and how it responds to external substances. You with me?
Yes.
Just make sure you hear me, all right, because I don't want to have to repeat, because I want to make sure people get this head on, because no one's talking about how is it that this virus, this coronavirus, this specific one, SARS-CoV-2, is actually latching on and getting in and staying in and making you sick. Of course they talk about the spike protein. Of course they say something about it's a coronavirus with some spike protein. But what does that really mean? In our bodies, that is our physical bodies, we have something called angiotensin-converting enzyme hormones, ACE2 receptors. So this angiotensin-converting system starts out from your kidneys and your liver in order for it to process to have vasoconstriction going on in your body. So this is a natural hormone you have in your body. When you deal with blood pressure medicines, we know ethnic groups do not respond to the same types of medicines. That's a fact. So,
correct. That's correct.
One of the types of blood pressure medicines is called ACE2 inhibitors. That is the angiotensin converting enzyme 2 inhibitors. They stop the ACE2 from working. What? So it lowers your blood pressure. Okay. So they say it lowers your blood pressure. You also have calcium channel blockers that can what? Lower your blood pressure. You also have water pills that can what? Lower your blood pressure. You also have some combination of drugs where they mix them up and they can lower your blood pressure. And that's all synthetic stuff created to what? Lower your blood pressure. So for years, people have been taking these drugs called ACE2 inhibitors, and black people or melanin-dominant people do not respond as well to the ACE2 inhibitors. Really? They don't? Well, why you have them on them? All right?
Right.
So if they are then taking these medicines, it then, in my opinion, interferes and has an impact on the way the ACE2 works in your body in the first place. So now you're taking some medicines that impact the way that this virus latches onto your cells and gets into your system and starts replicating. So maybe you're making it easier by taking the blood pressure medicine. So the sucker punch is that for all these years, you've been taking these medicines, now you're hooked on them. Now this virus comes in and now it's going to knock you out because your system is not even immune, is not even defense ready to what fight this element is coming in. So the sucker punch piece is that these medicines have lowered your immune system. They've made it easier for this particular virus to get into your cells. And guess what? You are now going to succumb to this more so than somebody that's not on medicines. You got over in Europe, you know, they had those, most of the people that were getting it in Italy and Spain when they first had the crisis, those are the older people that were getting it. And guess what? On medicines. If you go ahead and Google, you look at some of those countries, they don't want this lisinopril. They don't want these types of drugs in their system, like their economy, their medical industry. Get that stuff out of here. So in that context, if you got countries saying get that stuff out of here, I wonder what's happening to the people who are taking it. So now you got people who are melanin dominant that are getting more sick, and they got the diabetes issues, you got the hypertension issues, cardiovascular problems, all those issues which are now probably being treated for some medications. Now makes you more susceptible to what? Succumbing to coronavirus. You don't die from this. You know, it's not like you can recover from this. It's the conditions that you have in your body by not exercising, by not eating right. You go to the doctor, the first thing they're going to say is take a vaccine, but they didn't say anything about what you should eat.
Exactly.
I heard some black doctor on the YouTube or Facebook telling people, oh, yeah, get your vaccine. You know, I took it and it made me sick. I felt like this. My arm hurt, you know. But, you know, I'm still telling you to take it. I don't even know her name. But the black doctor telling people, encouraging. And then in the midst of it, you know what? Yeah, I didn't feel, I couldn't eat. I was fatigued. But, you know, when I got ready to eat, I went to Chick-fil-A. That's your first meal going to Chick-fil-A? So it's a system. They got our minds constructed on not health-oriented things, and that's why we get caught up in not taking care of our bodies. I heard one of your promos right there about people know more about what external things like their car maybe than they do their whole body.
Yeah.
And that is a tragedy. So that's why I'm saying the sucker punch piece is that this ACE2 inhibitor, this ACE2 mechanism that is all over our body, it's in our brains, it's in our noses, it's in our heart, it's in our cardiovascular, it's everywhere. So that's why people are getting these various symptoms. Some people don't have a dramatic impact. Maybe they don't have the same kind of receptors in those places. For some reason, some people can't smell, can't taste. Guess what? There's a whole bunch of them ACE2 receptors in the nasal region, the nasal passage. If this thing is airborne, how is it even getting in? Where is it being sprayed? Is it being sprayed?
Right. Well, I'm sitting here and I've got this all in front of me, et cetera, because there's so much information on every page in this pamphlet. And thank goodness Dr. Moore is such a humanitarian, also an exquisite, thorough, very sagacious researcher. And he is making this available to you upon request. So, again, keep taking notes and keep your pencils and papers out, so that you can basically email us or call us to have your copy of this sent to you while it is available. You want to do this. But now, Dr. Moore, I think it's important now if you can give it to us in baby language, okay, what is really happening here. Okay, so they tell me I have high blood pressure and they give me this medication, most of which are ACE2 inhibitors. Now, what precisely does this do over time that causes me to be a breeding ground for viruses, period, whether it's coronavirus, et cetera? Does it shut down the immune system, or it clogs up the lymphatics, or the kidneys go awry and cannot produce their normal mineral corticoids? What actually happens? The step by step, so that people can understand how these drugs, because they've taken them so long, make them a breeding ground for viruses in their system.
Yeah, well, so you're the MD. You're the MD PhD, so I don't want to step on any shoes by saying
oh,
I'm a medical doctor.
Oh, you won't, not with me. Right. You won't have with
I'm
me.
Saying,
but you know the pathophysiology of what is going on with these drugs.
Yeah.
Because in here I was
thinking
about all the research is done with the rats, et cetera. Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm saying it because of the audience and community, because I know we always have to have a disclaimer. Go ahead and talk to your medical doctor, you know, ask them. And the reason why I'm saying that, because guess what? They're still practicing on you. They don't know. You ask me what are these drugs doing to you. They don't know. You got people, and I got the videos that are in the pamphlet of people taking the lisinopril and the face is swelling up. You know, you got the legs swelling up. You got people getting dizzy. Those are side effects, and they're more dramatic in those who are melanin dominant taking that particular type of medication. So you say, what does it do to the body? You see those effects right there. People have allergic reactions. So if you have more of those receptors.
Allergic reactions. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if your face is swelling up after taking something, what else do you call that? Right?
Right.
So what I'm saying is that when you look at those medications, what other ramifications is it causing on your body? They say you come back to the doctor, oh, well, take a lower dose. Okay, so you take a lower dose. Did that help out? Well, I'm still feeling this way. So you're still experimenting. You can't be an expert if you experiment with somebody and you now got them, you're killing them. You know, iatrogenic problems are what are some of the greatest causes of death as a doctor kill you.
Exactly.
Giving medication that you don't need. Calcium
right.
channel blockers work better than, you know, some of those ACE2 inhibitors for black people. So that's calcium. You lower the calcium, and guess what? It can have an impact in balancing. The point is, all of that is synthetic manipulation versus change. What are you eating? Are you eating Chick-fil-A every day? How's your stress level? Do you get out and walk? None of that is discussed.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm saying we're in a very bad scenario, because people are now walking around whatever the media tells you they're going to do. And therefore, if the media is wrong, they don't care. They'll wait till 10 years later and tell you that. I guess we made a mistake. You see it every day, they're changing what to do about a mask, changing every day what to do about how long you should, how far you should stay away. It changes every day because it's experiment. And I'm saying it's experiment on the mass level of social control. And that's why it's stressed for people right now who are saying, I'm going to get the shot, even though I don't know, my arm might fall off, but at least I got the shot. My ears might be bigger and I can hear in there. I hear better now, but I still got the shot. So there's something in the nature of how behavior can be controlled where people are now saying that is the only way. It's not a treatment. It's not a cure. They can't tell you that. It's written. It's not a treatment and it's not a cure. So when we start talking about the different types of vaccines, there's a multiple types of them. But guess what? You could also have drugs that could be created to affect that ACE2 spike system so it doesn't get into your system. You know, like get something that can like have an enzyme that can break it down so it doesn't cause a problem. Where there's nasal sprays. They got nasal sprays out there that can put in your nose so that what doesn't get into your nasal passages and doesn't get to your lungs and cause a problem. Why don't we focus on that? No, because the vaccines are now a way to make money. That's why it's the medical pharmaceutical industrial complex. So we're getting caught up in the game. And I don't know if you remember the Jim Jones scenario in Guyana.
Yes, okay. Everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid. Yeah, okay.
The cyanide, do you believe that really happened? Do you believe that really happened? Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah,
I mean, because we saw it, right? That's the point. Yeah. That's almost like, can we really get people to believe what we wanted to believe and do what we wanted to do? Guess what? It happened.
Yeah.
So we now got a mass experiment. People don't do You don't do an experiment and just throw it away. You see how you can calculate on that and what use it in the future. So you now have a scenario where we're being sucker punched. So we're being led along to say, this is the cure, this is the treatment, and you know darn well it's not. People are getting a shot and still getting sick.
Well, Dr. Moore, let me just, no, not at all. And let me just read this. This is why this pamphlet is so great. You've got to get your copy. Now, first of all, he has the 10 top drugs prescribed in the U.S. with a description of basically how they function. But I want you, all of you out there that are listening, do you take this, your mother, your father, your grandmother, et cetera, do you take these common drugs? Vicodin, okay, gemcitabine, lisinopril, metformin, okay, azithromycin, levothyroxine, amlodipine, amoxicillin, hydrochlorothiazide, Lipitor, and we know that there's big lawsuits out already about Lipitor, but did you know that Lipitor is setting up a diathesis, a diastasis, a condition in your body for you to be able to be a breeding ground for these organisms? They normally exist, okay, but because your body now is becoming synthetic, literally artificially intelligent, that those kind of organisms can now breed in your system. So you want to definitely take this information that he is so lovingly constructed for you to understand the situation that you're in, that you pay money for every month, have delivered to your house, et cetera, for these conditions that you could literally change your lifestyle and eliminate over 90% of them. But how many people are dying rather than change? And this is the time for change. This is a critical time for change, and you have answers here for you. My sponsors say, I want to talk to you. Okay, all right, talk sponsors, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, before we have Dr. Moore tell us more about the sucker punch, it's real important that you get yourself in the position to be able to receive a copy of this. So you can basically reach us for your copy for the sucker punch at support@thejewelnetwork.com. support@thejewelnetwork.com. So put in your subject topic, sucker punch pamphlet, support@thejewelnetwork.com. Now also too, as you know, you have a wonderful university teach you about your body. You've got to get the owner's manual of the human body. This is what you're walking around in, doing all these things in, and you don't know how to manage it. You don't know how to take care of it. And this is what we do at the university. So it's very important, first of all, working on the brain. Now, Dr. Moore is very modest, and he didn't tell you that he's an exceptional neurophysiologist, neurocellular biologist. And he's worked in many of the universities here, helping to elucidate how does the neuron in our nervous system work. He's a master in that. And so, therefore, without a nervous system connected to a mainframe biological computer, the brain, your body is not going to do anything relative to you. You got to help heal this brain of yours and learn how to work it. So, therefore, we have classes available on the development of the brain and the nervous system every week at the Jewel University. On Fridays, okay, come and join us. Now, also, too, Dr. Moore has spent a lot of time with child development and neurodevelopmental biology. Is that correct, Al, with the children? Because we've gotten to the point now, I don't know if it's because of all the drugs that we've been taking, but every generation has real issues with handling their offspring. So my associate, Dr. Deborah O'Neill, is offering an 8-week course to how to have a well-behaved child. Okay, now it gets really easy because so much of the food and what we call food substrates, they're not really food, they're just bunches of chemicals with colors and shapes, are destroying the nervous system of our children. So they have lost their sensitivity, they're not able to be in synchrony with the parents or the environment, and their behavior is as though they are an automaton. We control that as the adults on this planet. So, but you have to understand, how does the nervous system develop from birth forward? And most of us have never had any education at all about the development of our nervous system, because when you understand how it grows and how it evolves, it gets real clear about the things that they should have, they being the children, or not have, relative to the state of their neurologic development. So therefore, a lot of the problems that we're seeing with our youth, et cetera, even with our adolescent later childhood, is because of the malfunction of the environment and the knowledge within it to feed the children, to hydrate the children. I've never seen so many dehydrated children in my life, in my medical practice. It's like they don't drink water. You know, you go into the gas station and you have to really look if you want the water. Smart people, they just have their water with you because water is not water anymore. So, but you have to basically look way down in the corner if they have it even in the coolers for water, because everything else is this whole array of colored liquids that you have no idea, most of it, what it's about. And that's what they're drinking. What are the chemicals in that? What are they setting up as a diastasis? I'm very concerned about our youth literally blowing up because they have some type of foundation that they are growing in the bodies of our youth that we don't know what it's going to support. We don't know what it's going to do. We don't know when those hormones kick in fully, et cetera, and they've been drinking all of these beverages with all these, unnatural colors in it. What are they going to morph into? And, of course, you're not in an environment that teaches you to be aware of this. You've got to basically get some education. So please join us. That's April 22nd through June 10th on how to nurture a well-behaved child. We also want you to know that we got to learn how to tell time. Dr. Moore, he gets out and plays tennis and, you know, his other exercises that he does, but he is a respectful, conscious being of what daylight does, what nightlight does to the rhythm of the body and its effect on melanin. So if you think about it, what is the real timekeeper for the human body? Light exposure, not what's being chronologically shown on the face ticking mechanism known as a chronometer. How are you going to regulate your body with all of its sophisticated systems by some machine? So we find that individuals who live by the machine known as a clock definitely create a lot of innate imbalances that they cannot really be treated for, because they have readjusted the mechanism of their body to a machine instead of to the daylight, nightlight cycles that melanin is built into the system to respond to. You have to remember we're always in light, but now what's happening in the environment that makes you think that there's no light is only a directional shift of how the photons are bombarding your central nervous system, because we're always in light. And these are the new things that you have to discover about yourself. There's never a time when you are not in light. So we're like fish in water, except our water is light. So, again, join us for this class. It's very important, April 22nd through June 10th, and anybody can attend. And we have definitely kept it at a price that anybody that cares about themselves and the future of the youth, you have to have this information. All adults are parents, whether they recognize it or not. We're not talking about whether you've had a child or not biologically. If you go outside of your house or your apartment, you become a parent because the youth are watching you. You are setting a directive. You're setting a standard for what the next generations are going to emulate. We talk about the environment. So this is very, very important. And then last but not least, to learn how to tell chronological cosmic time that deals with you knowing and aligning yourself with the daylight, nightlight cycles of our solar system, of our cosmos, and your own biological systems. You want to know that. Now, that course, what we call the Law of Time, 1320, will be offered starting May 4th all the way to June 29th. And we have some exceptional teachers. He's interesting. Dr. Tim Jones, he's a PhD professor of music, melanated, that deals with sound, harmonics, and the mastery of the string instrument. He's at the University of Virginia. That's where he is. And, of course, the exceptional mastermind, Stephanie South, will be the teachers of this Law of Time 1320, May 4th. So without further ado, because there's so much more information, I want Dr. Moore to explain to us, but I thought it was very interesting that in this document, the Sucker Punch, he actually gives you a state-by-state breakdown of the major top number one drug that is dispensed in that state to the majority of the population. And so he has the list right here, so you can go to your medicine chest and check out what's on your medicine chest here, these drugs that are listed, everything, because you want to seriously look at how are you going to get out of constantly being hit in the head, in the face, by these fists that you don't see and that you're paying for in your medicine cabinet. Okay, so he says amlodipine, Georgia. Georgia is prescribing amlodipine. Now, he says in here, and you can do the research here, what this drug is doing to set you up for you to be able to grow coronavirus and everything else in your system virally. So I really appreciate, Dr. Moore, that you went state by state and listed these drugs, the number one drugs that they are prescribing, especially to, in these states, non-dominant people with these diseases. So tell us more about that, why you were driven to this level of research so that we can become aware of how we're being set up to be knocked out of our body.
Yes, and it's real sad because, again, most people that you know, they really are on medications. And I thought it sad that even though they're on the medication, they can't even tell you the name of it. So you're putting something in your body, you can't even spell it. You can't even say it. So why are you taking that? So which means you're not reading the ingredients. You know, you just talked about the stores and going to the marketplace and you don't even see water, but you see cold drinks. And you think about the children and the kids and people getting suckered into what? Consuming those drinks, the high fructose corn syrup over time. That's then feeds diabetes. Now you got the diabetes. Now you got to take the medicine. And now you got hypertension. And it's a whole system. That's why any animal that eats its young is really a monster. And you look at this United States, you look at the capitalistic enterprise, and don't worry about the young, it's about making money. That's why this whole game with the vaccines, you think now they want to worry about you breathing? If that's the case, we wouldn't have brutality, and people, what, choking you out? They worry about you breathing, and they worry about you breathing trying to make money. We're now involved in the whole drug industry and the vaccines. Johnson & Johnson doesn't make vaccines. No, they don't make vaccines. They're now in the game now. Johnson & Johnson is on record for they're on record for the cancer implications with powder. What was it? Baby powder?
Right. Exactly. But
and denied it for years.
Yeah. But they're making vaccines now, but their mastery was in making cotton swabs and Q-tips.
Either way, now they're making a vaccine and people taking it.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is that you're now taking something from a company that had already proven that they didn't have your help.
That's
something important. And so the company that's helping them out, because you said they make cotton swabs and Q-tips, what company is helping them out? Merck Sharp and Dohme, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Merck Sharp and Dohme has made vaccines in the past, but guess what? They pulled out of the coronavirus vaccine game in January. They said, we'll just work on the drug. The government said, hey, can you help out Johnson & Johnson? So now what? They're all in the bed together trying to figure out ways to poison you. And when people think it's a joke, and that's what I'm saying, it's all about population control. So if it works in the long run, okay, but you need to be focusing on what you need to do with your body right now to not be consuming these artificial foods and taking these medications and not exercising right. All those are the implications why people are more susceptible. People don't just die because you have this virus. You die because you got health complications.
Exactly. Now, in the last portion of this pamphlet here, you really bring in and implicate some exquisite institutions here that people have been definitely indoctrinated directly or indirectly to support. And you talk about the 10 count, okay? That's like the last 10 count because you're already laying down on your back. And it's like, have you lost the battle or not? And you get this count of 10 to show if you're going to respond and come around or not. And here under the 10 count, you talk about military-funded vaccine research. Can you say more about that? Because why are we thinking that the military would have anything to do with
producing vaccines? Shoot, you think about this. This didn't happen in 2019. It didn't happen in 2018. They've been doing it for 2005 and before. So the fact that they have been involved in this on the front end for a long time, and now when you look at all these massive centers for getting the shot, getting your Air Jordan shot, these massive centers are run by who? The military.
Yep.
FEMA or Federal Emergency Management Agencies. I mean, the government now is involved in making sure billions of people get vaccinated on this experimental task. And so with the whole conditioning component of it, no one's telling you what to eat. No one's telling you what to do to eliminate your stress. Because guess what? In this, all this social isolation, people are now more stressed. Got no money, got no job, got me isolated. Nobody's talking anything about what helping them out on that humanistic level. So any society that eats as young is not really a society. That's why Sheikh Anta Diop talked about that civilization of barbarism. Is it a civilization or is it barbarism? So we're now in a position where, again, if we don't take care of our health, you're going to succumb. And the reality is that some people are going to die. And the system's not worrying about it because they're trying to control the population anyway. They think there's too many colored people in the world. You don't have any colored people that are at the forefront of saying what to do about all this.
Well, listen to this now. This is so artistically done for hardcore science. You have to get this pamphlet. Now, he says here, the rope-a-dope, okay? And for those of you who definitely know what's going on in the 60s, et cetera, that was a term coined by Muhammad Ali, the rope-a-dope, while he was in competition here and the contender with George Foreman. Now, this is very interesting what you talk about because, like, this is the special double punch technique that was used where, again, you're already down and this is the one that's going to knock you straight out. We're already down here. So many people are already loaded with synthetic chemicals in their body for these alleged chronic diseases, et cetera, that they have. So many have had the virus, thank goodness, that have been recovered, but now they put the vaccine in their body. So can you and would you share with us what we can do to be able to win this battle before the final rope-a-dope hits us from the medical pharmaceutical industrial complex? And we'll be right back after this message and pay attention now, because he's going to tell us how we can come back from what is happening to us. Be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Yeah, your source is a neuron. And again, we have been having this fabulous discussion on the viral epidemic, this pandemic that's going through the world. And we ironically have an unknown, unexplored, in most people's minds, incredible resource to use to bring us out from under this. Now, we talk about the rope-a-dope. What can we do? But I think it's very important here. We talk about the fact that we haven't even used one of the main support systems for us as melanated people in general, and especially melanin-dominated people, specifically, which is the sun. So look at what's been employed is the fact that they told us to stay out of the sun, close our mouth off, decrease our oxygen tension, and isolate ourselves. Why is that basically really one of the worst things that we can do, at least not exposing ourselves to the sun?
It's the worst thing because vitamin D is not really a vitamin, it's a steroid hormone. So it has a powerful effect on multiple systems. I talk about that in Pigment Power. I talk about it in Science of Melanin, also Dark Matter, Dark Secrets. So as a sun-driven molecule that's in our body, yeah, you can have it fortified in milk, but we shouldn't be drinking no pus from an animal. Yeah, it's in almonds and, you know, yogurt and some things, but we get it primarily from the sun. Now, when we neglect that, we then have a host of other problems that exist that go beyond our defense mechanism system, which we say is our immune system. You now have problems with your bones, you have problems with your tissues, you know, so you have problems with your hormone systems. So without that vitamin D as a control point that's really boosting your immune systems primarily during the wintertime. I mean, we remember when grandma, when we were young, they used to give us cod liver oil during the wintertime. Cod liver oil, that's nasty.
Yeah, I remember.
It's nasty, but guess what? They knew something because you weren't getting that same sunlight during the winter months, so they gave you a supplement. People aren't taking supplements today, and you're staying in the house. You're making your health even worse. I had my worst medical annual exam this year by a white doctor.
Oh, really?
So my black doctor retired, so I had no choice but to go to the clinic where I had normally been going for years, and now as a white doctor. It's the same place I told you, where from the nurse, the physician's assistant, to the doctor asking me, what medications are you on? First thing he comes in and says is, so you take the vaccine? I said, no. So, of course, we both have masks on, so you can't see the smirks on the faces, but he said, well, if it works. I said, well, I didn't want to argue with him at this point. I'm trying to get out of there. So, if that's your first line of defense, a vaccine, I said, okay, I've had it as a male. PSA levels have gone up a little bit over the years. Okay, so now he's looking at blood, what we should do. So he's putting in, do the PSA check, the prostate-specific antigen. He's talking about some other things. And I said, oh, could you do the vitamin D? Oh, don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
So the white man is telling me, don't worry about that. So I said, well, you know, there's experimentation showing that vitamin D. No, there's no evidence based on that. I said, what? So at this point, we both have mask on. So I'm not going to argue with this white man over my health. Well, he's telling me, don't worry about that. But he said, well, if that's what you want to do, like, you know, shaking his head, like, well, that's what you want to do, well, I'll put it on there. Now, I usually get my physical in the winter months. I play tennis all the time. I'm always outside. My levels have been about 30 nanograms per milliliter. That's the like lowest level of where you are to be healthy. It should be up there about 40, 50. But, again, for African-Americans or just African people, period, living in sun-depleted environments is going to be low. Anything goes way below 30, you're in trouble. Point is, just do it. So I got my readings back this year, and it was 38 nanograms per milliliter. Okay, it's a different time of the year. It wasn't January yet. It was a little bit later. The point I'm making is that's important to know. So if you don't know your levels of vitamin D in your system, if you're not taking supplements, guess what? You are going to be more sick during the wintertime. So do not count on some white doctor telling you vitamin D is not important. It's essential. And so we have the issue of diet and what you're putting in your body, and that's why you are encouraging people to know their health, know their body, know the manual that dictates how you will survive. And so by neglecting vitamin C, vitamin D, the whole complex of the B vitamins, by not getting foods that have that, but by eating colored substances that are created to make it look like this food, you're killing yourself.
Now, let me just suggest this real quick. Again, you want to get your copy of the Sucker Punch pamphlet, email us at support@thejewelnetwork.com, support@thejewelnetwork.com. Put it on your phone, send it to us, and just make the subject title Sucker Punch pamphlet so that we can get it to you. It's in an e-form, so we can just send it straight through to your phone, your computer, et cetera. Get the Sucker Punch manual to acquire this. It's so important, this reading. He's got so many references for you to do your own studies, et cetera. You want to use stay on your phone for hours at a time, but then go to these links and stay on the phone studying this about yourself, your brain, okay, your vitamin D levels, these drugs that you're putting in your body. Let's stay on the phone for that, not to play games, et cetera, to see how many people you can destroy and buildings you can blow up. Take the time now, since you're exposing yourself. This is another thing Dr. Moore is going to talk about, and he'll be back with us next week to inform you, based on the latest publication, what is the 5G doing to you, and how does it affect melanin? Who said anything about that? The 5G and the effect on the melanin biopolymer, okay? Nothing at all. And so he also is a contributing author here to a wonderful study, the milieu relevance of melanin's antiviral effects and interventions to the COVID-19 pandemic. So he and a group of other Tions Moore and Dr. Nayana Rasayan, is that how you pronounce your last name,
yeah,
Dr. Moore?
Rasayan.
Rasayan did this wonderful, fabulous research publication and was presented and printed in the Journal of Mental Health and Social Behavior on melanin's relevance to antiviral effects, and especially now relative to the COVID-D. So thank you again for listening. Come back next week. Dr. Moore will be back. I love you very much. And again, write us to get your manual. Have a great week. I love you so much. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.